What's going on, family? This is Conversational Skills, the podcast for people by a person just trying to open and continue the dialogue we need. So yeah, what's going on, family? How's it going? What's good? What's good? What's popping? Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know. So today I wanted to talk about friendship. I kind of want to talk more about my friends a little bit. As I know, I've said probably multiple times at this point, I am a Christian. I am a Christ follower. And most people know that pretty much upon meeting me because it's a huge part of my identity. And in the past, like, few days, a couple weeks, I've kind of noticed that, like, I have a lot of non-Christian friends, which is cool. Like, obviously not a big deal to me. I literally don't care. Because at the end of the day, like, we're all human beings. We have to survive on this planet together. So, like, if I only hung out with, like, one group of people, I would be incredibly lonely. But coupled with, I think we can all learn something from one another. Like, I don't think everyone is meant to agree 100% down to the, like, umpteenth, you know, decimal point of everything. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely believe that there should be some variety, some disagreements, whatever, you know, within relationships of human beings, you know? And so I do find it kind of interesting that, like, I tend to surround myself with people who aren't necessarily religious or who aren't Christians. Like, so, like, they consider themselves spiritual, but not necessarily Christian. And the reason why I find that so interesting is because they seem to be the ones to kind of push me more towards my faith than those who are Christians. And I'm not saying that this is true for all of my Christian friends, because I'm obviously, like, a lot of the people in my church are very much like, make sure you're doing what you need to be doing, you know, and they can back it up with Bible. But I know that, like, anytime that I'm going through something and they happen to be around and I talk to them, they're always the ones that are like, aren't you the one with faith? Like, aren't you the one that believes in all of this stuff and believes in, you know, having a purpose and having a plan and that God is the ultimate being and all this other stuff? Like, aren't you the one that believes that? Then, like, you need to believe it. You know what I mean? And I find that so interesting because I feel, I don't know, like, it makes me feel really good about the people that I have in my life because they respect me enough to know that this is a huge part of who I am and that this is not going to change and that they recognize it in me that it's a core value of who I am and that that's something that they want to continue to remain to reside in me. And I don't know, it just, like, made me feel really good and made me feel, like, really honored that I have people like that in my life. And I totally encourage you guys and implore you guys to please go find friends that are going to love and accept and respect you for who you are exactly as you are, but it's also willing to call you out. Because that's the other side of it, is that because they love and respect me so much and know who I am and know what I'm about, that they have a right to kind of call me out when I'm stepping out of line. You know what I mean? And even though they may not necessarily know my doctrine or know, like, in depth of the Christian faith, that, like, they know enough and can recognize enough that, like, and I'll give an example, and this is something super simple. Like, I've been working on it and it's gotten a lot better over the last, like, year, but I was incredibly self-deprecating, you know, like, I did not think highly of myself at all. Like, there was literally a point in time that, like, I had gone just kind of, like, artistically was going by the name of Absence of Everything, which is simply just nothing. And that's what I felt like. And that's what I believed that I was and that that's all I was ever going to be. And I genuinely believe that, you know, you can talk to the people that are in my life, and they will tell you, like, nah, like, she was, like, nah, like, not having it. And they were kind of the ones that were like, dude, like, you're wilding right now, because it's like, you believe in the God, like, you believe in a God that created the universe, you know what I mean? Like, you believe in something that is bigger than you, bigger than yourself, and, like, why would that dude, that person, create someone anything less than greatness, you know what I mean? And I was just kind of like, all right, like, you right. I mean, you ain't had to come for my whole life like that, but, like, you right, you know? And it's definitely helped me kind of, like, reshape how I think of myself and how I consider myself, and how I treat myself, you know? Because it's important. Like, I'm not saying that, like, self-love is the, like, total answer to everything, but it's, like, you do have to have a level of consideration and respect for yourself, if nothing else, you know? And I'm not all the way there still, but I'm much more mindful and gentle with myself in terms of that than I was a year ago. And even just, like, understanding my value and realizing my value, you know? Work has been really slow. Thank God I'm going back this week, but work has been really slow, and, you know, there were definitely times when, like, I could have taken jobs, but I'm like, y'all aren't paying me enough, and, like, no, like, I'm not gonna do it if you're not gonna pay me what I'm worth. And sometimes that's really hard. Sometimes it's hard to kind of discern which jobs to take and which ones not to, you know, because there are some jobs that are very much beneath what I should be getting paid that I still have taken. But, you know, you evaluate, you assess the situation, who's asking, what they're asking for, you know. This is where the selfishness kind of comes into play of, like, all right, well, what's in it for me? What are you getting out of it in return? And things like that. So I don't know. I am so encouraged and so in love with my friends that have continued to push me towards my faith and towards my purpose, and have just been supporters and fans of me, you know, and not even just, like, the work that I've done, but, like, they are fans of the person that I am, you know, that they can vouch for my character, if that makes sense, you know. I would literally do anything for my friends, you know. I'm currently dog sitting for one of them, you know what I mean? Like, I'll cook dinner for any of them, like, whatever. Like, if they ever needed anything from me, like, I'm totally there, and I'm totally down to be that person, you know. I don't know, man. I love my friends. If y'all actually listen to this, can y'all please tell me if you do, because y'all are lame when it comes. I love that I just said that I love my friends so much and then just called them lame. But I'm that person, and they understand that. But yeah. So, all right, I'm done. I'm done talking about my friends. Y'all know who y'all are. I really do love y'all. I really want y'all to know that. And I say it, and sometimes y'all don't say it back, and I try not to get my feelings hurt about it, but it's cool. It's okay. I know you love me. It's cool. But yeah. All right, I'm done. I'm done. You know, I should really come up with a better ending to my podcast and saying that I'm done, because I feel like it just very tiny bit ishly that, like, it might be a little unprofessional, so I might have to come up with a better ending. If y'all have suggestions, please give them, because your girl don't know how to end stuff. So okay, now I'm done for real. All right, y'all, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. This is Conversation. Whoa, hold on, let's run that back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Conversational Skills. Have a blessed day.